Do it. But we're really in deep because we brought a bunch of weapons in.
You wrote that song before you even met me.
Oh my god. And then this is total Airhead spoof, and they just, whenever this airs, police show up to the radio station, like, oh no, this is pre-recorded, y'all.
It could be like War of the Worlds.
Yeah. This is Eddie Van Halen playing guitar, right?
Yeah.
Shreddy. Don't ruin this for me, Andrew.
You're listening to 98.9 KUTX, KUTX Leander, KUT HD2, 90.5 Austin, and KUTX.org. For community-supported radio from UT Austin.
You're listening to 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUT HD2 90.5 Austin, and KUTX.org. We're community-supported radio from UT Austin.
Like, there? Good, okay. You're listening to 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUT HD2 90.5 Austin, and KUTX.org. We're community-supported radio from UT Austin. Thank you.
You know, I always wanted to be a DJ. Just put a good word in for me.
Nice.
Oh, nice. No pressure.
Cool.
Yeah. I guess I'll do it. Hi.
I'm Andrew Van Voorhees. I play bass in Whiskey Shivers. Cool.
Okay. Cool. I lost. Oh, no, here I am. Station ID. Hi, you're listening to 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUT HD2 90.5 Austin, and KUTX.org. We're community supported radio from UT Austin. And I'm James Bookert. I play banjo in Whiskey Shivers, and I'm here with.
I'm Andrew Van Voorhees. I play bass in Whiskey Shivers, and I've taken over the control room here in KUTX Austin.
In this hour, we're playing nothing but what we want to play.
It's my KUTX.
Boom shakalaka. Let's try it again. So
we can argue over it. It's mine. No, it's mine. It's mine. No, it's mine.
Okay.
It's ours. Okay.
Okay. This hour, I'm playing nothing but what I want to play.
It's my KUTX.
No, dude, it's mine.
It's my KUTX.
Come on, man. We already did this. This is back
James,
and forth forever. Ours?
It's our KUTX.
It's our KUTX. The first song that I, James, am going to play is Michael Jackson's Beat It. I grew up in Germany. And actually, for all of you out there in Radioland, I am wearing a t-shirt from his concert. It was in 1992
All you're wearing, James.
That's all I'm wearing. Yes, correct. And his guitar player, her name was Jennifer Batten. She doesn't play with him anymore, but at this concert, she had a giant, like her hair was huge, huge white hair, and she had Christmas lights in it. And that's what made me, the very first thing, I was like, I have to get a guitar.
Oh, yeah, and she played that Jackson, right?
That's right. She played Jackson. She would shoot lasers out of it. Totally amazing. Awesome. And even better is that Pearl Jam opened for them. And as like a seven-year-old boy, I was sitting there like everyone's waiting.
Wait. Pearl Jam and Michael
Pearl
Jackson?
Jam and Michael. I'm not kidding. I still have the ticket stub. And we're sitting there. And as a seven-year-old, I'm sitting like, it's in a huge stadium. And I'm sitting there thinking like, who are these girls? Why are they, because they have long hair. Why are they so mad? And why are they still on stage? But at any rate, this is Michael Jackson's Beat It with Eddie Van Halen on guitar, which is another huge influence. But that said, With no further ado, here is Michael Jackson's Beat It. Hey, we're back. I'm James with Whiskey Shivers, and we are here doing a guest DJ, and I'm here with my dear friend and bass player, Andrew Van Voorhees.
Aw, thanks, James.
So my next song that I have chosen is by Nirvana. It's called Tourette's, and it is my favorite song because he just screams uncontrollably. The whole record is so rad. Like, the guitars sound cool. The drums sound amazing. I think they're probably my favorite band in about fifth grade and still my favorite band now.
It's definitely the best recorded Nirvana album,
hands down. Butch Vig,
it just sounds so good.
Butch Vig, and who produced it? It was Steve Albini, and it's killer. That said, here's Nirvana's Tourette's.
moderate rock.
Hey, this is James, and we're back here at KUTX. We've taken over the radio station hostily. We're pretty armed, so don't call the police.
It's going to be like a War of the Worlds Airheads mashup kind of thing. Oh my God.
My next song is Big Dipper by Built to Spill. I think the first time I probably heard this song was cruising around in my dear friend Steve Sharp's car in Georgetown, Texas, where the last place I lived before I ran away. Actually, Steve, you're getting married soon, so congratulations. It's called Big Dipper again. Built to Spill, one of the greatest bands in my mind. Another reason I wanted to play guitar and somehow defaulted to banjo. We won't talk about that.
We listen to a lot, and we listen to a lot of Built to Spill in the van.
That is really true,
especially when me and James are up front.
Yep, because nobody else has a choice. It's just exactly. Like we have the biggest weapons, and we're sitting shotgun and driving. That said, this is Built to Spill's Big Dipper.
Once. When I was little, someone pointed out to me some constellations, but the Big Dipper's all I could see. That brontosaurus must have stood up. thought I bored me, but I learned to think like you. Now nothing bores me, that's that nothing is thought through. And
hey, we're back, and this is James of Whiskey Shivers with
Andrew from Whiskey Shivers.
And that was Big Dipper by Built to Spill. I saw them on my birthday. It must have been 2011, and I was like a little girl.
I don't think you really say 2011.
2011. And I was like a little girl meeting One Direction, dude. It was so embarrassing. Like, I went in there, I was like shaking and giddy, and I ended up meeting him in the alley and like had to try super hard not to fan out. And I was like, hey, you're my hero. And I was like, I blew it. It was rough, man. It's not, some people you just don't talk to. And I think that probably would have been better. But my next song is by Bobud Green. They're a local Austin band. They've been together since like 92. And their drummer, Tim Dittmar, did all their recordings. He actually teaches, it's really cool. He teaches recording at ACC. And it's really funny because a lot of my friends will be like, oh, I study recording under this guy. And I'm like, oh, he used to own a skate shop in Georgetown. And they would play shows, and we would go and like jam with them and like just cheese out on some Aussie songs. Awesome. But they're still here. They still play. He's got another band called Annabella, and they're sick also. But that said, here's Bobud Green's Short Border.
Yeah!
All right. We're back. James and Andrew of Whiskey Shivers. We've taken over the radio station. Don't call the cops.
Please call the cops.
No, shut up, Andrew. We're going to play the Exploding Hearts because they're simply one of the best bands ever, I think.
Wonderful band. And like kind of they have like that cool kind of like mythic status because of the, you know,
the incident which we won't speak of.
Right.
Do some research.
It's a downer. Real downer.
They have a great album called Guitar Romantic. It's just like one of the raddest punk albums I think I've ever heard in my life.
That was made by a bunch of 19 and 20 year old
kids. Yeah, 18, 19, 20. Yeah. They're out of San Francisco, right?
No, Portland, Oregon.
Okay, I'm sorry. They're out of Portland, Oregon. Scratch that from the record. That said, Sleeping Aids and Razor Blades by the Exploding Hearts.
Long time. It's a little offbeat and it ain't in tune. You know, it feels like this heart of mine.
All right. This is James. That was Exploding Hearts.
This is Sleeping Ides and Rise of Lights.
That's supposed to be a joke.
I don't get it.
Our next song is from our dear friends Mike and the Moon Pies.
Yeah.
And they play everywhere and they're killer. They were like the first, when I first moved to Austin, they were the first dudes that would let me play with them, which is really weird having a banjo and a honky tonk band. But it was really cool. I got to watch Catlin, their guitar player, just rip. Like, he could be, you may want to edit this out, but he could be more intoxicated than I've ever seen him and play better. Just, I mean, floor people and just get out and like stumble out in the alley. I'd be like, Catlin, dude, that was amazing.
All those dudes, man. I mean,
they're all killer. Preston's amazing. Zach is an amazing bass player. Oh, hey, Mike, congratulations. He just got married to Chase, his girlfriend of like 6 or 7 years.
Mrs. Moonpie.
Mrs. Moonpie. But this is off their latest record. It's called Damn Straight, Damn Hank, Damn Jones, and it's Mike and the Moonpies.
Damn straight, damn Jones, damn all you smooth country singing cowboys. Who knew what you were doing from the start when you waltz right in, you sang away.
Mike and the Moon Pies, and this is James Booker with Andrew Van Voorhees. Ooh, Andrew Van Voorhees.
Voorhees?
We just got married.
You said
Voorhees. Andrew Van Voorhees. Andrew Van Voorhees and James Booker of Whiskey Shivers. That was Mike and the Moon Pies. We were just discussing. They used to play at Hole in the Wall Thursday nights for years.
Yeah.
And we would go over there.
Messy nights.
Back when Dennis was still over there, we would play this game called Death by Track Shorts. You sit at the bar and watch UT students that walk by. And they all have track shorts and UT shirts on, but so you choose a color. So if say Andrew and I are sitting there, I would say, Andrew, I choose red. So every time someone with red track shorts walks by, you have to take a drink. And if he said, well, you can't use burnt orange because that's too easy. But if he would say, James, I chose black track shorts, then every time someone walks by wearing black track shorts, I have to drink. And it would just be, it led to some of the most careless decision making I've ever been involved in at all. Huh. But Andrew, it's your turn. You got some stuff you want to?
Yeah, well, I mean, me and James are here. KUTX has handed us the keys to the studio, and we are playing songs handpicked by us. James just played a few songs.
Indeed.
That were good.
And mediocre.
Me and James, we spent a lot of time together. In various recreational vehicles, and when you have to endure other people's opinions on music, it can get a little trying sometimes.
Hear, hear.
one of our biggest disagreements is about Weird Al Yankovic.
You want to open the floor here?
Well, I mean, there are some people, and I've been listening to Weird Al since I was about 6, and I run across some people who just don't think he's funny.
Mm. You don't say.
James is one of those.
I don't get it. I feel like you could make a parody of a song and it would be funnier.
Right. Well, and that's where I don't understand the discord.
I feel like the cheese factor is what's enjoyed about it. Right?
Right. Well, that's part of it. It's also hearing somebody make up, clever words that you would probably do on your own anyway. You do it all the time, James. I know,
but I would never put out a record. I would, I think it's amazing that he's made a career out of this thing that he's done before.
30 years.
That's incredible. Like, my hat's off to him for
that. Weird Al Yankovic finally had a number one record on the Billboard music charts.
And that was?
With Mandatory Fun. And this is a song off of that record that features some of James' favorite songs. This is that's what I call Polka by Weird Al Yankovic.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain, we jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell. Say, I just walked away. I will always want you. I can't live a life running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wreck me.
Hey!
All the other kids with a pump. Kicks your better run, outrun my gun. All the other kids with a pumped up kicks your better run, faster than my bullet. And we danced all night to the best song ever. We knew every line, now I can't remember. I think it went, I think it went, I think it goes, sexy lady. Try to chase me, but here's my number, so call me maybe. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We sing oh we oh we oh we oh. We sing oh we oh we oh we oh we oh we oh we oh. Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
Sexy and I know it. Girl, look at that body.
He's sexy and he knows it.
I wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big old coat from that thrift shop down the road.
Hey, he wears your granddad's clothes.
That's right.
He looks incredible.
I do.
He's in that big old coat.
It's from
that thrift shop down the road.
Let's go. $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up.
This is super awesome.
She's up all night till the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky.
We're up all night till the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. 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 We're up all night to get lucky.
We're up all night to get lucky.
Yes, we're up all night to get lucky.
We're gonna get lucky.
So, James, what'd you think, man?
Man, I don't know.
didn't do it for you?
No, the accordion sounded like the death rattle of a million ducks.
Oh, but he's so good.
He is really good. I know, but I would never listen to accordion music otherwise. I would just never listen to accordion music. And it just sounded like John Philip Sousa. Like,
okay, all right. Great. Well, I think I'm going to chalk that up to a fail.
Novel effort. Don't give up. Don't give up on me.
I've got another song up along the same lines. We have arguments about Bruce Springsteen. When Bruce Springsteen comes on the radio and I get really excited, James likes to say, oh, I love John Mellencamp.
Or vice versa.
Right.
Either way. He gets so mad about it.
It really makes me mad. But this is, okay, so this is the song that turned me on to Bruce Springsteen, because for a long time, I just kind of thought of it as classic rock that my mom listened to a lot of, which she did. And I listened to Born to Run, and I was still kind of on the fence and listened to most of the album, and then got across a song called Backstreets, which really kind of changed my mind.
Okay.
So I'm hoping it can do the same for you. Respect. And you can stop making that stupid joke.
Never.
Okay, so this is Backstreets by Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Take me on the back streets. big streets, hiding on the 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 big streets, what's all right?
Hi, this is Andrew Van Voorhees from Whiskey Shivers. I'm a guest DJ on KUTX Austin. I hope you're enjoying the music I picked for the show this hour. James, are you enjoying the music that I picked for the show this hour?
Yo, this is your boy James, and yes, I am. I thought that was quite lovely.
Really? You liked it?
I actually did. That was like, the only other Springsteen song I like is Hungry Heart, which is probably the cheesiest thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that song.
Yeah, you got to go like ultimate cheese with Bruce. You got to go for the 7-minute song. You know, you got to...
Epic. You got to get epic-er.
Right, right. Up next, I've got a song by The Replacements. I think I'm going to abandon this argument thing and go for some friendship time with James.
Yeah.
Waitress in the Sky is a song by The Replacements that I love because it's a really good mix of kind of insulting, like even like sort of dumb music and like really fun poppy music over the top of it. Yeah, so this is Waitress in the Sky by The Replacements.
1, 2, 3, 4. She don't wear no pants, she don't wear no tie. Always on the ball, she's always on strike. Strutting up the aisle, big deal, you get to fly.
That was Waitress in the Sky by The Replacements, one of my favorite bands. I'm Andrew Van Voorhees. I play bass in an Austin-based bluegrass band called Whiskey Shivers with my good friend
James. I play banjo, and we're here. We've taken over the radio station. Again, hostily, don't send police.
It was a really friendly thing. It was fine. They let us in and everything.
We're very amicable fellows. We kind of just snuck in here.
That last song, being in a bluegrass band, you kind of lend yourself to being able to do covers of popular songs and being able to get away with it. because it's different and, you know, it's kind of hokey and, you know, nobody's going to look down their nose at you. But you got to be really careful still about what you do. And Wages in the Sky, I think, would make a fantastic bluegrass cover.
I totally agree with you.
Also, this next song, Dragging the Line by Tommy James and the Shondells, would make a fantastic bluegrass cover. It has very nice, you know, vocal arrangements, and if you just speed up the tempo a little bit. But I'm going to let you guys listen and decide what you think. So this is Dragging the Line by Tommy James and the Shondells.
Dragon the line.
Why are you talking about dragons?
Oh man, I don't know anymore. It's been a long day.
All right. Well, I'm Andrew Van Voorhees, and I've taken over KUTX in a very friendly manner.
I think you're doing a great job, Andrew.
Thanks, James.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks. You're always quick with the compliments.
Yeah, you know.
You make me feel good about
myself.
I'm in
a good mood today.
So that was Dragon the Line by Tommy James and the Shondells. And I would love to do a cover of that just because I've always wanted to play bass in a solo band. Just seems like the coolest job ever. This next song is called One Road More by the Flatlanders, and it talks about a theme that is pretty prevalent in Whiskey Shivers land, and that's not wearing shoes. They offer, we kind of just do it because it's comfortable, but the Replacements, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Smokey, those of those Big Lebowski fans out there, has a different take on it. And I'd kind of like to present that as part of the argument. So we do have to make the argument a lot.
That's true.
All right, so this is One Road More by the Flatlanders. Oh, did I?
Yeah, you totally said the Replacements. Oh. Do it again.
Okay.
Yeah, you totally did. That's right.
Flatlanders have a different take on that. The Flatlanders have a different take on that.
Dragon the line.
I held my breath afterwards. Did that help?
Well, my old shoes are laying on the floor, cause I ain't gonna wear them no more. Took me many miles down many hard roads, but that's what shoes are for. Time has flown and I've outgrown every shoe I ever wore. And I guess my bare feet will have to carry me one road more. Lord, I ain't got a lick of sense, I got a crazy mind. Cause I don't want to leave and I don't want to stay behind. Well, at the end of this one last road, they say there's always an open door. And I guess my bare feet will have to carry me one road more. Well, I never could move my feet too fast in a pair of a rich man's shoes. And there ain't a shoe alive that can last as long as a poor man's blues. Well, I've towed the line this one last time, now I got something else in store. And I guess my bare feet will have to carry me one road more. Lord, I ain't got a lick of sense, I got a crazy mind. Cause I don't want to leave and I don't want to stay behind. Well, at the end of this one last road, they say there's always an open door. And I guess my bare feet will have to carry me one road more. Well, I've walked the city streets in the sun and the rain and the wind and the snow. And I've walked through the mountains and the valleys when there was nowhere else to go. This time I'll just follow the wind and it can blow when the rain can pour. And bare feet are gonna have to carry me one road more. Lord, I ain't got a lick of sense, I got a crazy mind. Cause I don't want to leave and I don't want to stay behind. Well, at the end of this one last road, they say there's always an open door. And I guess my bare feet will have to carry me one road more. Yeah, my bare feet are gonna have to carry me one road more.
All right, I'm Andrew Van Voorhees. I play bass in Whiskey Shivers, and I'm here with my friend James Booker.
Who plays banjo in Whiskey Shivers, and I should add that he is very... very handsome and charming.
It's kind of hard to tell over the radio, but he's right.
You can see my charm, I think. It transcends, really.
All right, well, that was One Road More by the Flatlanders, offering a unique perspective on being crazy and not wearing shoes and not really understanding what you're doing, which I think applies to our band.
Certainly.
Also, like, kind of, I mean, that was the version off of the Odessa tapes, recently released kind of demo songs that they made. And I think it kind of captures the spirit of how we all got together, which was just sort of, you know, friends hanging out and playing music and stuff. Anyway, I actually got to meet Jimmy Dale Gilmore once, my very first South by Southwest showcase. He was in attendance, and I got to shake his hand. I got my picture taken with him, and it's a really big moment and something that can, you know, really only happen in Austin.
Was it nerve-wracking?
Not really. He was a really nice guy. He was just very relaxed. So
we opened for...
smelled like chamomile.
Yeah. We opened for Butch Hancock in Kansas City. And when I met him, I didn't realize it was Butch Hancock. Like, we didn't even know when we got there.
Yeah, he just said his name was Butch.
He was playing and he's like, I'm Butch. So I was like, oh, we're like, cool. Yeah. I'm James. Like, and we started talking about cameras and he takes pictures and I take pictures, sort of. And then he went on stage and I was like, I put two and two together and I was like, oh no. Which was really good because otherwise I probably would have just ignored him. I would have been way too nervous to talk to him. But he was he was quite the gentleman and it was an amazing performance.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was. Anyway, so we have taken over the airwaves down here and we're playing you some of our favorite songs. And up next, I've got a song from a band that really kind of turned my head about roots music.
Oh, yeah.
It's Uncle Tupelo, which was sort of the foundation for Wilco. It's where Jeff Tweedy kind of cut his teeth. And this was one of the first songs that he had on a record, and it's called New Madrid.
It's actually one of the first songs that made me want to play banjo. I heard that, and I was like, I think it was probably the second song I learned. Yeah.
Wow.
Good call. Good call, Andrew.
Thanks, James.
All my daydreams are disasters. She's the one I think I love. Rivers burn and then run backwards for her. That's enough. They all come from New York City, and they woke me up at dawn. She walked with me to the fountain. She held
New Madrid by Uncle Tupelo. I just like, they just had like so much like good 90s things about them, like the kind of weird lyrics that didn't really make any sense but painted a really good picture.
Yeah,
I kind of miss that sometimes.
And they were like the first people to make folk music. Oh, I should bite my lip. No, well, like they started playing, and they like their first live show, they just sped up like Hank Williams songs, and people were like, oh, this is amazing.
Right.
And they just, I mean,
it's the beginning of the alt country.
That's right.
Thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think we're about out of our time here. It's been really fun.
It's been a fantastic hour. Thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Thank you so much. I think I was just. Oh no.
Hey, we're James from Whiskey Shivers and
we're Andrew
from Whiskey Shivers. And we want to tell you that we really like you. It's all falling apart. Hey, this is, what are we saying? We're talking about the show and whatnot?
Okay, so yeah, just start, like, anyway, I'm James,
we've
got a new record out, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Hi, I'm Andrew.
And I'm James.
We play in Whiskey Shivers.
We've got a new record out. It's out, today. Shit. It's out September 23rd, which is in the past already. Fuck. Hi, this is Andrew.
And I'm James.
And we're from Whiskey Shivers, and we have a brand new record out that just came out. We're really excited about it. It's called Whiskey Shivers. And you can find it on...
iTunes, Amazon.
Spotify.
All that stuff.
Pandora.
If you just go to www.whiskeyshivers.com of your own free will, you can look at everything we've got.
Yes, yes.
Everything.
We're a bluegrass band from Austin, Texas. Oh, we're playing FanFest on Halloween.
Is that what you meant, or the song?
I meant the song, but...
Okay.
Oh, crap. This is... just roll... What do I do with my hands? Okay. Yeah, you guys are...
I know. You guys need to get out.
Turn around. First of all, we're playing FanFest on October 31st here in Austin. It's going to be amazing. I believe it's out at the track.
I believe it's free.
It is definitely free, and it's going to be rad. And then...
I don't think it's down at the track.
It's down at the town.
It's downtown.
It's downtown. We're playing October 31st, Halloween, downtown for FanFest. It's going to be great. We're going to have a fun time.
It's going to be freaking free.
I'm going to dress up like Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey?
It's going to be stupid.
Stupid.
Wow, goddamn.
That's good. That was great.
All right,
we got one more.
Yeah, we're fine. That was fine.
We want to send out this song, I'll Be Your Johnny on the Spot, by Ween, to some of the lesser members of Whiskey Shivers.
The ones who couldn't manage to be here.
I'm kidding.
Today.
We love them all very much, and they're giving me the evil eye in the studio right across from us.
This is I'll Be Your Johnny on the Spot by Ween.
Yeah. I just want Horty to take a picture. Do we do an outro here? Got like a legal ID?
Cool.
See you guys. Thanks, Joe.
Nah, I can ride. It's fine.
Okay.
Cool.
Are we done?